You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Cheers!
Cheers!
Hi, everybody. And
hello.
Cheers, Manny. I missed you on
cheers,
our cheers.
Manny. This is probably our last time with Manny, or mine,
no.
You know, with the
yeah.
move and all.
Hi, everybody.
Well, I'm Kimmy.
I'm Liza.
And this is a podcast called 51 First Dates.
And we are doing a little mini-sode. I don't know. What's like a cute thing to call it?
I don't know. Because we did a female bag. And this is a bit of a female bag.
Yeah. So we're doing some Q&As. We're answering some questions that we've gotten recently.
Yeah. If you're new to the pod and you're starting on this one, I might go listen to some other ones.
Listen to episode one so you have some idea of what the fuck we're doing.
Start at the beginning of the journey. There is a dating experiment. We're in the stages of figuring out who's taking over the dating experiment, what's happening, what's up. But today we're just going to talk dating because, yeah, this might be in the past, a lot in the past, because I'm moving to L.A., in less than a week. And Liza and I know that just things are going to get complicated, and we wanted to have one of these in the bag.
Yes. In the bag. So who knows when this is or where in time.
Yeah.
Or what. Whoa, trippy.
The female bag.
But yeah, we're just gonna answer some questions. Most of these we got from our secret Facebook group, which you should join.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely the most direct way to communicate with us and chat with amazing other people who are out there dating in this horrible world. And it's really fun.
Yeah. And there are a lot more of you. Like, very excited about the hundreds of you there are.
Yeah.
There are actually three times as many of you in the secret Facebook group as there are rate. Subscribe, reviewed. No shade, just saying. Just putting it out there. I'm just bringing it all around. Promo for dates.
And, you know, if you are already on your computer, rate, subscribe, reviewing, and joining the secret Facebook group, just hop onto your phone and follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you could follow us on Instagram.
At 51 First Dates Pod. Or you could email us at 55 fucking shit. 51 First Dates. 51 First Dates Pod at gmail.com.
Perfect. Send your worst dates, weird dates, good dates, bad dates, I guess, worst and bad.
Thoughts, feelings, everything.
Questions. The questions are fun.
We've been doing this for, like, what, I don't know, 45 episodes, and I couldn't get our email address out without, like, six tries.
But I really like that vibe. That's my mood for today. My room
just
is
like
being slowly empty.
Sweaty New York summer vibes.
Summer vibes. And who knows, this might be closer to fall.
That's true.
You know?
It's still summer when we're talking.
When we're talking.
I'm still having, like, extreme upper lip sweat.
It's my goddamn room, but you know,
no, it's
our
not.
Last
it's hot
time
every,
in this room.
It's literally hot everywhere, so.
Miss it. Well, I guess I can always listen back to that last time I was in my room. I was just thinking, this is a memory, but I'm like, I can't see my room.
Yeah.
If we listen to this.
You should take lots of pictures of your room before you.
I will.
Before you to put everything away.
I know, I just sold my mirror, but I did, I took a bunch for my sublet, so I feel okay about that.
It's like so stupid, but every time, just because like my parents did like a big renovation on my house when I was maybe in middle school, and I just the other day found a whole bunch of pictures from before that, like not of the house, just like of us and the, you know, me and my sister and like around the house, and I was full crying. I was PMSing, but I started crying because I hadn't seen like pictures of my old, like my house before they had changed so much of it,
mm-hmm.
and I just like looked at these pictures and cried.
I'm
sorry,
right
I'm
having, now.
I know.
It's a lot.
I'm still in full denial. Like, it was Kimmy's going away party last night.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, how are you? And I was like, in denial. I literally just said that to everyone.
Same.
Because everyone was like, you know, I think just was like trying to offer me sympathy, but whatever. And I was like, I'm not feeling any of my feelings about it.
No, I know. And I some friends I said goodbye to last night because I have a wedding. Yeah. My last weekend in New York, I have a wedding in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know. Jeff was like, as soon as he got in his cab last night, because he left a little bit before me, he texted and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sad.
No,
I'm
sad.
Yeah, because it's like, I think he like, in his head, didn't think it was the last time he was going to see you, but then I think he like realized it when he was saying goodbye to you.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's weird.
But
California is not too far, and I'll be back.
Yeah, it's it's fine. I mean, it's weird because I do feel like since I know we're still gonna talk on the phone for like literally at least an hour a week.
Every week, yeah.
Every week, I'm like, well, that's more than I talk to any of my friends who live not in New York or in New York.
That's true. So if you're moving away from your friends, start a podcast with them. I'll just start 20 more and make sure I keep in touch with all those other friends.
Totally. We will. Explain to you how to record over Skype once we figure it out.
Once we figure it out.
We're hoping for the best. No, it's going to sound great. Manny and Jim have showed us.
Yes.
And our friend Kevin. Hi, Kevin. He's not listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough feelings.
Let's do the damn thing.
Let's do our mini-sode.
Yes. I was just watching The Bachelorette. Okay, cool. I was. That's your dumbass slogan. Okay. So, hey, ladies, quick question. What do you do if you run across the same guy on more than one app? Do you swipe right on both? What if you've already been out with him via one app? Update. So this particular situation is that I went out with him about 2 weeks ago, drinks at a brewery. Have met up with him and friends a few times since and have a date planned for tomorrow. I like the guy, but definitely too soon to stop going on dates with other people. This is a great question.
Yes. And it is a weird thing. I feel like it also veers into like, what do you do if you see a coworker, a friend, or whatever? I think if you're already talking to the guy, you should just swipe left on him on the second app.
Yeah, I just started using flight attendant hands. For I was just like, ignore it. Just pretend like
I think
it didn't.
Just like swipe left, like don't open the possibility of a whole weird conversation of like, oh, I saw you on this app too. Huh? Like, I feel like it just, if the line of communication is already open, keep it to where it started, or text, and like,
because you also might, sometimes when you match, you can see if they've been active. I don't know what's changed, but like a long time ago, I had a thing where I accused someone of not going away for the weekend because they popped up on another app. That happened. The app that like you cross paths.
Yeah,
I thought they were lying to get out of Valentine's Day plans or something, which was all a crazy rabbit hole. But yeah, because like technology is not always right.
Yeah.
And also, just because someone pops up, like, someone we both know, Dan, always pops up. Like, he's in a very committed relationship.
Yeah.
Like, people pop, Joe, our DP, like, people
also
pop up.
In a relationship.
It's hard to, like, deactivate them or even think about it. So I would say just ignore it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, then I mean, if you get to a point where you're, like, you know, in a committed thing with someone, well, I guess then you shouldn't be seeing them on dating apps.
Yeah, you shouldn't be swiping away.
But if you see them, maybe you're swiping on your friends or something. Then you could have a convo about it and be like, I was on my friend's thing and I saw you on the app. I feel like that's a very hypothetical.
Yeah, but in this particular case, so 2 weeks, drinks at a brewery, hang out with him and friends, all good things. Have a date planned for tomorrow. I would also say, like, I didn't stop going on dates for a really long time because of this podcast. And I think that was very helpful. I was actually talking about it in my final therapy session today. Sad. With my therapist of, like, 7 years?
Wow.
Maybe six?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'll see her or call her. We'll figure it out. You guys were worried. But I was saying we just hadn't caught up. I hadn't been in a while. And I was talking to her about how, like, I'm so glad that I did keep going on the dates because I couldn't get in my own head about shit.
Yeah.
So, like, just because even if he was actively going on all the dates, it doesn't mean it's still not about you. Like, it's not. Even if 2 weeks into something, someone's still going on other dates, it doesn't mean that they're not excited about the potential things with you.
And I think that, like, until the conversation happens, you should assume that they're going on other dates and that you're going on other dates. I think it's healthiest.
Yeah.
To just, until you guys sit down together and have a conversation of like, hey, we're exclusive, that's it. I think you have to assume they're going on other dates and that you should be seeking other dates actively.
Agreed.
Feelings. Here's a side question that is not from her, but is brought up by this. Do you think it's funny or, like, annoying to swipe right on your friends when you see them on dating apps?
I think it's totally wonderful.
I feel like it's lols, and if I was on apps and saw a friend, I would definitely swipe right. Yeah. And be like, hey, motherfucker.
I've swiped right on, like, people I've hooked up with who aren't here anymore or, like, in the past, roommates. Just be like, hey, like, lols. Like, I feel like you could be – I think it's funnier and less awkward than, like –
ignoring.
As long as there's no, like, getting confused.
Totally.
About things.
Yeah.
I guess that's tricky. But if it's really someone where you're just like, you'll know right away if one of you is going to be serious about it or not.
Yes.
But I just think it's always fun because it's almost like, saw you. Like, well, it's like, what's an awkward run in real life? Like
at the STD desk. STD clinic. Yeah. I mean, that exact same
like,
hey.
Yeah. We're both doing it.
Or, like, you know.
And there's no shame.
On the subway early in the morning when you. Everybody, nobody wants to be talking, but you can be like, hey.
I would say swipe left on people and that. Like, in the actual real world subway. Like, just like, no, thank you, not yet.
Hi, smile.
Let's mutually ignore each other.
Yeah. Like,
great question.
Cool. Love it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What should next? Should we do the next one?
Definitely. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, sure.
I find myself consistently falling into what I call the fourth date slump. I can have an incredible first date with someone where we hit it off super well, and I think I might actually want to date him. I've never been in anything long term, so that's saying lots for me. Second date is still good, and third date is comfortable, but then around the fourth date, I find that we don't really have that much in common / much to talk about anymore. Is this a regular occurrence for anyone else? I don't know if I should keep pushing past the date where I feel less starting to drift a bit. It's like a big spark and a quick burn out of and a quick burnout instead of a slow or even steady burn. I just can't figure out how to break the cycle.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I know we already talked about second dates and always going on it, but, like, I feel like that's an interesting
thing. I feel like this has happened to me. I would wonder or ask this person if they have what their those four dates usually are. I feel like if it's always dinner or drinks, it can be hard to maintain a conversation with, like, lots of people. I would encourage you to maybe, like, for the fourth date, start suggesting an activity, because I think that it can be hard to just talk for, mm-hmm. like, you know, whatever. Say a date is 2 hours. Like, four dates, that's like 8 hours of just talking with no one else there to a person. You know, it's like, that's a lot of talking.
it really is when you think about
it. Yeah, it's
a lot. It's like more than they do on shows like The Bachelor.
Totally. And I mean, like, way more. Like, you know, I feel like I don't talk to anyone that much. except my dog. But I would say, like, if you're not folding in activities, I think trying to plan an activity for the fourth date would be great. Be like, oh, hey, let's go to an arcade. Oh, let's do, like, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to a movie and then grab a drink because then you can talk about the movie. Let's, like, go bowling, you know. I don't know. What do people do?
Yeah.
Take a hike?
Those are like, yeah. If you live in one of those places.
Yeah. Or, like, even if you're doing drinks, be like, oh, do you want to do a wine tasting or do you want to do a brewery? Something where, like, it's an experience. You know, an experience is folded in to, like, the eating or drinking.
Yeah, like, if there's, like, even, like, just board games at that bar. Like, do the thing.
Totally.
Like, don't even be embarrassed if you've never played. Or,
totally.
Or even one time at,
oh, my God, board games, shuffleboard.
Honestly, even trivia is, like, a terrible date, I think. But, like, just, like, fucking do it. If it's
totally.
Happening at the bar, laugh about it and do it.
Totally. Or find a bar with darts. I fucking love playing darts. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at it. Or cornhole. Or, like, some stuff that you can be like, oh, my God, let's play a game. Because also I think sometimes getting competitive with someone can be, like, a little sexy. Like, it can kind of, like, ignite some, like, flirtatiousness and, like, physical contact. You know, like, when you're bowling, you're high-fiving, you're, like, hugging, you're, like, you know, somebody gets a strike. It's, like,
yeah.
I feel like there's, like, a lot of opportunity for flirtation with activities.
Go play hide and go seek. Go play tag. Go run a race against me.
What if someone on a fourth date was like, hey, Kimmy, I want to go play hide and go seek with you. You'd be like, cool, I'm going to block you and call the police and call my dad.
But you know what? Can I add something?
Yeah.
But I would say that is such good advice. I wouldn't have even thought of that. And I completely agree. But I also would say, like, maybe you just haven't met your person yet.
Totally.
Like, because, like, that's, I feel like, normal.
Yeah.
Like, I would say congratulations. Sorry. That's not what I mean. Like, good for you. Like, genuinely, that sounds so patronizing now. That's not what I meant. Like you're doing everything right. You're giving it a chance, and then you're noticing without just, oh, I want to go along with it because I want the attention, or I want to do this, or I want to.
Yeah.
You're, like, just recognizing you're not feeling it, and it's not like you're doing that on first dates only. Like, you're giving it a really good shot. So a fourth date slump, I know it's a bummer, but it's, like, the thing of, like, you're doing everything right. You're
yeah.
just might not be.
Totally. And I mean, keep asking questions. Stay curious about the person.
Yeah.
Ask them, like, how things make them feel. Not in those terms, but, like, I feel like something that I've been doing recently, because the Humans of New York guy does it, is, like, when someone's talking about an experience, I'll be like, oh, that must have been really hard for you. Or, like, oh, you must be so happy about that. Like, putting an emotion into the conversation, or making, like, an assumption about their emotional response to something, because it can get people who are non-emotional talking about, like, deeper shit.
Yeah.
That's, like, a very, very esoteric response. But, yeah, I mean, staying curious,
or, like,
asking questions.
Yeah, stay curious, ask questions. But on the fourth date,
if you don't like them, if you're not jazzed about hanging out with them, or if it's you're not feeling it, they're not your
physical spark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, like, don't stress the fourth date slump, because that seems like you're doing everything right. It's not.
Totally.
It's.
But if you still like them and you still want to give it a chance, go bowling and ask them about their feelings.
Yep. I fully agree. Let's do one more.
Just with our timing. Yeah.
Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies. Has anyone had any experiences talking to a guy about his kissing style? I don't like some of the things he does. This is another one from the secret Facebook group. I want to talk
about. Ugh, yes, I have. Have you?
I don't know. I think, no, it's not like I've only kissed people who meshed me kissing. I just feel like we've adapted to each other.
Yeah.
I haven't always been obsessed with kissing.
Yeah.
Like, the best kissers have not been, it would be wonderful if the best kissers you ever kissed were also your meant to be people.
Yes.
So, like, you have to adapt certain things.
Totally. But it's not true and it doesn't happen. I've kissed some really bad kissers.
So tell me about this. Did you ever say anything?
I think at one point I was kissing someone. I was like, there was someone in college who, like, was, like, kind of a little just, like, slimy tongued. It was always kind of, like, dead tongue in my mouth, you know? And I remember, like, a couple times I was basically trying to, like, physically suggest what I liked and didn't like, because I thought that, like, that was the smooth way to do it. So I would, like, pull away when he would put his tongue in my mouth, and then he was like, do you not like when I French kiss, do you not like French kissing? And I was like, no, I do. It's just, like, kind of feels like you're just, like, letting your tongue rest in my mouth, and that's not really, like, that hot. And he got really offended.
Shit.
And shut down. I mean, it was, like, not.
I bet it's the tongue thing.
Yeah.
I should look in the comments, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to assume it's a tongue thing. Like, either darty
totally.
Tongue or hanging outy tongue. People just like different levels of tongue. And I feel like that's something you should be able to gently say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just not into, like, tongue kissing.
Totally.
I don't like a lot of tongue.
It
feels like two steaks smacking together.
Like, a little too much. A little bit. Is, like, great.
Yeah, you can have none.
A little
Ew,
tongue and, like,
I
a little.
I hate saying tongue.
Yeah, it's gross. I honestly don't even like talking about French kissing. It's like.
No, French kissing makes me more heebie-jeebie than saying 69.
Yes. It also reminds me so much of, like, middle school and, like, kissing boys who, like, thought that's what kissing was. And they would just stick their fucking tongue in your mouth. It was just, like, confusing,
like,
the time.
Choke tongue.
I bet Manny never did that.
He's too smooth. No.
He's too smooth.
Ooh, that's a plane. I love it. That plane is, like, that was, like, coming in hot. Manny never did that. Ooh, like.
Yeah.
Montage.
Mild sound effect.
Oh, that was Manny being like, fuck no, I never kissed badly.
It kind of is like with sex too, eventually. Like, I do feel like men just get way more offended, so we have to be so careful. But I'm kind of like of the school that's not like, I know some experts are like, so gently suggest. But I'm like, you can say something at some point too.
Well, I don't know. I think, remember what Emily said when we had Emily Morris on? She was like, say it in a way of like, in a way that makes it positive. Be like, you know what I think is really hot is like this. Or, you know what I think? Like, you can talk about it, but in a way that's non-judgmental, in a way of like, not being like, I don't like this. Be like, I do like this.
Right. Like, I think it's really hot when we kiss, like, without your tongue darting in and out. When we dry kiss. When we mouth kiss.
Totally. Or you can be like, I mean, look.
When you do this.
If you want to be totally straightforward with the guy, like, I think that's legitimate. Like, try to be nice and try to be non-judgmental and be like, oh, it's just, like, a little bit too much. It's not, like, but I think you can also just say, like, hey, like, French kissing isn't really my thing. Like, and then maybe he'll stop. And then maybe you can train him by being like, well, kiss, and you'll, like, give him a little tongue. It's, like, sexy. Or, like, nibble his lip. Or, like, do little things that you like and hope he'll, like, mirror it back to you. But if it keeps being fucked up and you really, really like this guy, like, you're probably going to have to talk about it at some point.
Yeah. And you can kind of get used to each other more or, like, train
the
other person. That sounds so – but, yeah.
Totally.
I would say – oh, it's tough.
But it's hard. It's then it's hard to have sex if they're a bad kisser because, you like, you can't get turned on. I can't get turned – if it's a bad kisser, like, I can't get past that point.
That's hard. This is hard. Yeah. Kissing is weird. Kissing is weird. But I love kissing making out, but kissing
do you know
is
there's
weird.
No one understands evolutionarily why we do
why
it.
Why we do it.
It's just, kissing is so just a big weird. Fucking mystery. It's so weird.
I didn't know that.
Like, let's mash our mouths together.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't have any purpose evolutionarily. It's just a weird thing we do.
I think I just became asexual. Kissing is grossing me out.
I laughed really loud. It's true. It's very gross and weird, and it makes me think of, like, baby birds feeding each other. Birds feeding each other is gross.
Yeah, it's so, and it's like, how can I even be mad about germs in the subway if I'm putting my mouth with a stranger's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that note, my
friends. We help? I don't think we helped.
We didn't help. I would say the best advice would be, but it makes me mad to say it, is to, take it, like, just be really gentle with it. Or use, like, what Emily said. Like, say, I really like when we do this.
Totally. Try to train them like a dog. And if they can't be trained like a dog, you can talk to them like a man.
Ah.
You know?
That's perfect. And now this tiny, littlest, tiniest episode, I think.
Also, if you enjoyed this mini-sode,
follow us.
Email us questions or post questions in the secret Facebook group, and you might hear your questions talked about on an upcoming episode.
Absolutely. All right.
And we love you.
We love you very much. Thank you. Thank you for all the one-third of you subscribe for view. Just kidding. Thank you all for listening and sharing with your friends. I feel like we've been getting a lot of fun emails from new listeners who are going back to the beginning of the pod. And
yes.
It's exciting.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And go on a date.
Go on a date. Thank you for listening, and we just want to give a huge shout out to Manny from 5 Ohm for recording our voices and putting up with us. And also a big shout out to Anthony, also from 5 Ohm, for making us sound really good in post. Check 5 Ohm out online at 5ohm.com.
And that's spelled F-I-V-E-O-H-M. Ohm.